Oh, dude, you will love this, right? So, you know, Teddy, obviously, he has his speech delay. So sometimes he's getting better and he's going to speech therapy, you know, which is great. So he's getting better, but he is sometimes like all five-year-olds.
Is he going back to something again?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, that's great.
Which is interesting to hear from his point of view, because he just says like, oh, I get to see Miss Sarah, you know, and go to speech therapy. He doesn't know what any of that is.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, hey, what'd you do with Miss Sarah today? And he's like, oh, we played like the Don't Break the Ice, you know, that game.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, okay. And it's because she's working on his eyes, you know? So he's just playing a game that necessitates him saying that word a million friggin' times. You know, so it's just kind of cool to both be able to like see behind the curtain, you know, but and see it from his point of view. He's like, oh yeah, I'm just, you know, just learning my, you know, just playing Ice Climbers. It's like, no, we did not send you to her for you to just play this game for half an hour. And that's not what she's doing either. But, so he can still sometimes be hard to understand. So we've been, you know, like I said, he has his sword, he has his shield. And I literally say like, cause we will go out for walks with mama, but we go questing. You know, so they will say like, Dada, can we go for a quest? And that's like my favorite thing in the world, right? So literally at the table, Teddy said, Dada, can we go look at my calendar? And I was like, we can, we're eating right now. So we're going to eat and then we can go look at your calendar. And he said, how about we go look at my calendar and then we eat? And I said, no, we're going to eat first and then go look at your calendar. And he rattled something off at me. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? Say again. He goes, don't split up the party. And I said, that's right. We don't split up the party.
Holy crap.
Because I say that when we're questing, because if they start to, you know, diverge, I'm like, we don't split up the party. He's like, I want to go this way. We don't split up the party. So he said like, that's right. We don't split up the party. I'm like, that's right. We don't split up the party.
Man, this is like, it, you know, he may be into video games in D&D as an older child or young adult. He might not, but like, it's just weird to think that he may one day be in like a weird situation where he's in like a bad part of town and somebody's like, oh, I'm going to go over there and see if they'll let me use their phone. And it's like, then we all have to go. And it's like, why? Because you don't split up the party. You don't, what? I don't know. It's just something my dad used to say.
But it's good. I mean, or, you know, like watching a horror movie, it's like, I can't believe that guy just went off. Like, you don't split up the party, you know, like, it's good generic. Well, it's like that. There was that thing on a news article a while back where like a kid saved his younger sister from like a moose by using skills he had gained from WoW.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I remember something like that.
Because like I'm sure it was hyperbolized to some degree, but basically that, you know, the moose was, you know, lining up to attack his sister. And so the first thing he did was draw aggro by like making a ton of noise and whatever. So then when the moose like went to attack him, he used feign death and just like dropped to the ground. And, you know, then the moose was like, walked off. So I think it's kind of like that where it's like, you know, is it gamified? Yes. Is it kind of good real world advice anyways? It's like, yes, there is safety in numbers. Don't split up the party.
There's a couple artists that I follow that are Canadian and they're like up in the real cold parts, like way up in Northern Canada. And I guess there was just like a really bad incident recently that involved a moose and a bunch of cars. And this person was commenting on it and they were just like, you don't understand how big moose are. Like, unless you have seen one in person, you just don't go look up a picture right now. I promise you, however big you think they are, they're bigger. They're bigger than that. And it was one of those things where, like, you know, I'm reading like five or six tweets in a row and I'm like, okay, I get it. Canadian moose are a big deal. And then I looked up a picture of one standing next to a car and I was like, this is Photoshop. And then I looked up like 50 moose pictures and I was like, they're massive. How are they just
look at these moose?
Look at these moose.
Because I think that, you know, they are horse-like, so we just assume they are approximately the size of a horse
they're
or a deer.
Yeah, they're horse-shaped.
Exactly, right? You know, so it's like, oh, yeah, well, those two things must be the same. It's kind of like the thing that I think it is fascinating, you know, occasionally stepping back from the biases you have developed over 30-plus years, right? You know, saying like, but somebody said, and I have no reason to counter them on this, which was, you know, how in the world are unicorns mythical, but giraffes are real? You know, like, if you had to pick one of those two things to be made up, like just a horse, but with a horn on its head versus like this thing that's enormous, has this long neck, horns, like, and then that brings me to, I was watching actually, and he was quoting, he pulled a quote from like this, this book that I'm series I'm unfamiliar with, but and this wasn't the point of it. It was just a thing that he threw out there later, which was, it's like, it's a beast called the blank day blank, which has the head of a snake, the body of a horse, heart shaped hooves, and the tail of a the tail of a dog or something like that, right?
What?
And
what?
Yeah, yeah. And then like, so they all like kind of do their thing about it. And as the thing goes, and he's like, there are some people out on the internet who just say that he's describing a giraffe, you know, like, so the head of a snake, right? So a long like head, right? The body of like a horse, heart shaped, you know, feet, right? The tail of like a dog, you know, it's like, yeah, if you did not have a giraffe as a reference point and you had to like describe it using other animals, you know, it's like, yeah, that's actually not as far off as I would have chided somebody for initially.
Yeah. The most difficult thing I have about understanding how giraffes function is that they have the same number of vertebrae as other mammals.
Right.
So it's like, you know, this is why I like to believe in like the Family Guy style, like, creator god who's kind of a moron. It's just like, yeah, you're like, oh yeah, you know, it'd be cool if all mammals had a similar number of vertebrae. It's like, then a week later it's like, I made this thing, it's got this huge neck, like, just absolutely, its neck is bigger than a lot of other mammals are entirely. It's like, oh wow, how many vertebrae do you have to give it? Oh crap, I just decided last week that they're all gonna have a similar, you know what, it's fine, its vertebrae will just be huge, like, yeah, absolutely massive vertebrae.
Well, I think that I love that, and I also like the always the idea of like a lazy god, you know, so I like the idea that, you know, he's got Photoshop open and he's just got like a horse and he's like pulls the neck way out and like makes all of these changes and like, well, right, but did you redesign the insides? Nah, just stretch it all out, man.